time for the Dane Buy Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
All right, welcome in for more stories here on a Saturday. Thanks for joining us here on Double Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Maybe you're at devilradio927.com catching the live stream or Facebook Live. There's video too. We got at least more than me to look at today, which is a good thing. We're going to be joined by some fantastic guests coming up here this hour and really glad to feature more local businesses and events. Events are coming back. And we want you to know about them. One quick plug. Today I'm wearing my See the Able, Not the Label shirt. Again, Kate Baldukas, friend, realtor, and overall good person, helping to get this message out to people in the Stoughton community. So we give Kate a plug and also the See the Able, Not the Label and the great work they're doing about celebrating abilities. Okay, we will jump right in with our first guest, who we tried to track down for a while. He's a busy guy, but a really cool guy to talk with and has a great local business, one of my favorites here in Madison, and it's Pio from Delta Beer Lab. Good morning, Pio. Thanks for making time for us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, all right. Tell people real quick kind of the basis of what is Delta Beer Lab. For someone that hasn't been there before or doesn't know about it, tell us about your business.
I've been in the craft beer industry for over 12 years, and I have a passion for science, and my previous history was in the nonprofit world. And so Delta Beer Lab is really a melding of all those things, where I set out to do business a different way, where we take care of people, where we are good stewards to our community, while crafting incredible beer that's consistent using science. We set out with a mission to expand the community through quality local craft beer without barriers to gender, race, or sexual orientation. And those are some big areas that our society needs help with. I actually thought that Madison was going to be a little safer haven for the message. And while it is, Madison still needs a lot of work both on gender, race, and sexual orientation. And so we're hoping just to be a place of equity, a place where everybody can gather, where community can be built. And it all can happen over some great beer.
Those are some really fantastic pillars to build your business on and what you're up to. And I love that. I think it's really critical for especially local businesses with local control to stand out and take that approach to be like, this is who we are. This is what we're about. This is part of what we want to accomplish through our business. So obviously you put that as a high priority too. Give us some of your backstory. How did we get to this point for you as an individual who said, yeah, I love science and I love beer, but man, I want to try to work on this issue and this issue and this issue. How did we get here, Tim?
My first career was as a camp director. I graduated from UW Stevens Point, my hometown, with a degree in business administration. But I had a passion for camp growing up in Boy Scouts, in Northern Wisconsin. I learned early on that everything is a business. Your personal checkbook is a business. And so those skills were a good foundation. I took it to camp in California. I worked for the YMCA of San Francisco, which is where I saw diversity accepted without any reservation, which was it was amazing between our staff and our campers that came from all over the San Francisco Bay Area. They came together in the mountains, in the Santa Cruz Mountains, and they played together. They climbed a climbing wall. They swam in the pool. They did skits at the campfire and broke down a lot of barriers, some stereotypes, but there was also just a level of acceptance where it was only acceptable to be equitable. And so that stuck with me as I transitioned into a different passion of mine, where I got into brewing and did it through education, worked my way up the industry in Colorado, Minnesota, and back here in Wisconsin. And those lessons, that experience stayed with me as I built the business plan. And some of the ways that we've put this this vision into action are through paying people a living wage, Before COVID, we used the MIT living wage calculator for our area, and we paid people that wage plus revenue sharing. So all the taproom revenue got divided, or a portion of the taproom revenue, because we got to pay for the bills too, got divided out amongst the hours worked by our taproom employees. And that raised them above $15 an hour every pay period. In the post-COVID world, we're paying $15 an hour. And because of this model, we don't accept tips in our tap room, but we know that people would give tips. And so every month, and in COVID era, it's been every 2 months, we choose a different nonprofit partner where all the tap room tips go to support their good work. No foundations, direct services organizations like the Double Dollars program from Community Shares Wisconsin, and Briar Patch Youth Services, which is our neighbor down the road. And currently our nonprofit partner is Nehemiah, doing incredible work for the Black community in Madison. And we also brewed our Black is Beautiful beer again this year, where 100% of proceeds from that beer, plus all the taproom donations for last month and this month, will go to Nehemiah. And we're hoping to raise $10,000 for them this year.
We're talking with owner, founder, and head team member at Delta Beer Lab. You can find out more about them at delta.beer, which is fantastic. You got your own dot beer pile. That's that's awesome. I love that. But so many great things that you just talked about there. If people want to help support some of these initiatives like you're doing like right now for Nehemiah, what are some of the ways they can help?
Yeah, absolutely. We're selling the Black is Beautiful beer, which is a black IPA, in pints out of our tap room.
That sounds good. That sounds
really
good.
We also have four packs to go. It's being sold at several retailers, which you can find on our website, including Jennifer Street Market. And we'll have a little shindig at the Olbrich Beer Garden on Juneteenth, where they're giving 100% of proceeds from that entire day to Nehemiah. You can come in, enjoy whatever beer you want, if black IPA is not your style, and give a tip, which is really a donation to Nehemiah. Check out our website for outdoor movies, for Food Truck Fridays, and live music as well, because events are coming back, like you said.
That's amazing. I love what you're doing by utilizing your business, your product, to expand the reach, to do even more good. I think it's so fantastic. I want to go back to a little bit what you were talking about before, because the show before us was talking a lot about, you know, small businesses, wages for workers, the whole situation. What has that done for, tell other individuals and tell other maybe small business owners that might be listening, in order to take that approach where you have paid your staff a fair and living wage, what has that done for your environment at your business and the buy-in from your staff that work for you?
Sure. First of all, I want to stress that a living wage is not a good wage. That $15 an hour multiplied out for 40 hours a week is $30,000 a year. And for our listeners out there, do you live on $30,000? Some of you might live on less. Some of you might have a lot more. But a living wage is not a good wage. And so our hope is that we can continue to get wages higher and higher and higher, so that people can buy houses, and so that they can go on vacation, and that we can build our whole community up. Rising tide lifts all ships. So what it's done for us is that it actually has brought in, I would say it has brought in less applicants, but higher quality applicants, because people came in not looking for a part-time job, and looking to make a lot of money on tips, but they understand that there's going to be a consistent wage for them. They know what their job is going to be. Sometimes the day is busy, sometimes it's not busy, but they know they're going to get paid a fair wage, and they're going to be respected in working for a mission that they believe in. And so the folks that we found have been people with a full-time job, and they want a little extra, or they want to do something on the side. They want to be around different people. And so what it did for us is it brought us a quality of employee, that really has enhanced our team.
I think that's what you want. I mean, all small business owners, all businesses, right? You want buy-in, you want the connection from the employee to the mission, to the business, to what you're doing. And part of that process is security for them, is making them feel welcome, but also paying, you know, a fair wage for them to be able to stay there and not be constantly looking for an upgrade, because they're like, hey, I'm feeling okay here financially, and I like what I'm doing, and that can go a long way. We're talking with Payo from Delta Beer Lab. Now, again, the website is delta.beer, delta.beer. But Payo, everything about local businesses, I think, is so interesting and unique, and I get really excited. So sometimes I talk too fast when I get to talk to people like you. But one thing that I think is super cool is that you love science. You created this atmosphere within the beer lab to kind of make it different than any other, you know, microbrew in the area, where you serve beer in different things than most people serve beer in. Tell people a little bit about the environment at Delta Beer Lab now that they can come back more often.
Sure. When we have flights, if you want to try four different beers, the sampler glasses are 100 milliliter beakers, and they go into a rack that we found that kind of looks like a test tube rack. It has a chalkboard on it so that we can write the beer name on it. And we don't have beer names. We have kind of like chemical symbols. So our brown ale is BRN.01. It's the first brown ale we made. IPA is IPA. And we're currently on the 20th batch or 20th recipe or formula. And we added an extra digit on to that name to indicate the bitterness level, because some people like an IPA with low bitterness and some people like a really bitter IPA. And so the current IPA is IPA 20.2. And so there's this categorization in basically everything we do. Behind the bar, there are a whole bunch, an array of lab glass, and they have liquid in them the color of the rainbow. As you can see behind me, it's Pride Month around the world, and every day is Pride Month at Delta Beer Lab. And so we represent both the scientific elements of how you make quality beer, how you understand the process, as well as a representation of ourselves and our community.
I feel like we could talk all day, Payo, but we do have to go. I should have planned the whole show with you. I just love what you do. I love the environment. My friend as well, who I've promised to, next time he comes to Madison, we're heading over to you, because he's a molecular geneticist. He runs a lab over in Minnesota. And I said, dude, we got to go drink beer out of beakers. Let's do it.
Awesome. Thank you for your time. Thanks for having us on.
That's Payo over at Delta Beer Lab. Check him out at delta.beer. Doing good, good beer, and great people. Take care, Payo. Thanks for the time, man.
Thank you. You're charming.